in the limelight.
Tommy Wu, a senior economist at Oxford Economics Limited in Hong Kong, said China's coronavirus recovery is largely on track, adding, investment plays a bigger role, whereas in the rest of the world, fiscal policy support is mainly on the employment and the smaller enterprise front. This explained why China's economic recovery can gather pace quicker and gain a firmer footing at a relatively earlier stage of the recovery. Chinese President Xi Jinping is accelerating his push for the economy that can be more independent amid the broadening confrontation with the United States. In a series of remarks over the past few weeks, Xi Jinping's touted the dual circulation development model, in which a more self-reliant domestic economy serves as the main growth driver, supplemented by certain foreign technologies and investment. That dovetails with the more immediate investment-led fiscal policy strategy. The Chinese government is spending heavily on infrastructure, particularly on future-oriented technologies. Some 3.75 trillion yuan, that is $540 billion worth of special bonds, will be issued this year to fund such efforts. The article you're about to hear has been written by Cheng Shu. The piece is titled, First Into the Virus Slump, China is Proving the Fastest Out. The article was taken from Bloomberg.com website. Please stay with us for more of Cheng Shu's article. China's economy, the first to succumb to the coronavirus, is proving to be the fastest to recover. An industry-powered rebound is pushing the Asian nation out of the historic first-quarter slump and towards the prospect of being the only major economy to expand this year. Economists forecast an economic growth of 2% for China. To get there, it has squashed a number of smaller virus outbreaks, weathered the collapse in global demand, and kept markets buoyant despite persistent fears of a broad technology cold war with the United States. The reasons for China's performance so far range from a populace willing to accept and implement strict virus control measures to the fact that the world still needs its exports. Sales abroad jumped in July as factories and retailers elsewhere reopened, yet the official data still doesn't show the full scope of unemployment after earlier shutdowns, and without a rapid brightening in consumers' mood, the recovery can still falter. An event like the resurgence of US President Donald Trump's trade war could mean the existing restrained approach to stimulus, led mostly by extra bond issuance, would have to change. Talks on the trade deal with the United States due for this weekend have been postponed. Further evidence of a solid economic performance with caveats came on recently. July data showed that industrial output rose 4.8% in the month from a year earlier, the same as in June, but lower than economists' predictions. Overall, retail sales fell 1.1% compared to a projected 0.1% increase, whilst fixed asset investment was 1.6% lower in the first 7 months of the year. Tommy Wu, senior economist at Oxford Economics Limited in Hong Kong, said China's economic recovery is largely on track. Investment plays a bigger role, whereas in the rest of the world, fiscal policy support is mainly under employment and the smaller enterprise front. This explains why China's economy can gather pace quicker and gain a firmer footing at a relatively early stage in the economic recovery. Chinese President Xi Jinping is accelerating his push for an economy that can be more independent amid the broadening confrontation with the United States. In a series of remarks over the past few weeks, Xi Jinping has touted the dual circulation development model, in which a more self-reliant domestic economy serves as the main growth driver, supplemented by certain foreign technologies and investment. That dovetails with the more immediate investment-led fiscal policy strategy. The government is spending heavily on infrastructure, particularly on future-orientated technologies. Some 3.75 trillion yuan, that is $540 billion worth of special bonds, will be issued this year to fund such activity. The Shanghai share benchmark has jumped 15% in the past 6 months, the most among major global indexes. But the apparent reluctance of consumers to spend more remains a puzzle and a worry, given that the coronavirus has been under control across most of the country for months. While sales of goods turned positive for the first time this year, growing 0.2% from a year ago on the back of rising auto sales, spending on restaurants and catering in July was down 11%. According to Morgan Stanley, that's even as high-frequency readings suggest hotel vacancies are back to January levels and domestic air travel is at 90% of where it was at the start of the year. Helen Qiao, chief Greater China economist at Bank of America, said Chinese consumers seem to be taking a longer time to come back to normal spending compared to their counterparts in the United States and Europe. Helen Qiao added, with the virus under control, consumers should benefit from a safer public health environment. News of scattered outbreaks much smaller than the original crisis in Wuhan may be keeping willingness to spend in restaurants and for entertainment low, even though the direct effect from measures implemented to deal with them is minimal. Local outbreaks in the northeastern Liaoning province and in Xinjiang in recent weeks followed a Beijing flare-up in June. Another explainer would be that the unemployment rate is in fact much higher than the official July survey jobless rate of 5.7%. That gauge leaves out perhaps half of the workforce, including those laboring away from their place of residency registration. The graduate job market is also weak in China, with a report by Zhaopin.com, one of China's biggest recruiting websites, showing that over a quarter of the graduates it has registered were still looking for a job in June. Add declining incomes to higher food prices, and it is clear that household spending power in China is under pressure. According to Liu Piquan, a China economist at NatWest Markets in Singapore, the employment target has become the top priority. The pace of China's rebound will also depend on containment of the coronavirus, both at home and in major trading partners such as the United States and Europe, that are driving demand for Chinese goods. And as the US presidential election nears, chances of further geopolitical stress between Beijing and Washington can't be ruled out. Recently, President Donald Trump ordered the Chinese owner of the popular music video app TikTok to sell its US assets, ratcheting up the pressure further. If the recovery does slide, there's still plenty of fiscal and monetary firepower to fight it. The central bank has so far steered clear of major interest rate cuts and bond buying programs, and instead has funneled money to smaller and medium-sized companies.